deep breath and dive into a challenge or face competition. And Dickens never had Scrooge utter these words as he took command of his transformed life. Yet productive is exactly what Scrooge was. And there's no better word than productivity to describe what you want from what you do when the outcome matters. We're always doing something. Working, playing, eating, sleeping, standing, sitting, or breathing. If we're alive, we're doing something. Even if we're doing nothing, that's something. Every minute of every day, the question is never, will we be doing something? But rather, what that something is we'll be doing. Sometimes what we do doesn't matter, but sometimes it does. And when it does, what we do defines our life more than anything else. In the end, putting together a life of extraordinary results simply comes down to getting the most out of what you do when what you do matters. Living for productivity produces extraordinary results. Whenever I teach productivity, I always start by asking, what type of time managing system do you use? The answers are as varied as the number of people in the room. Paper calendar, electronic calendar, day timer, at a glance weekly planner. You name it and I hear it. I then ask, so how did you choose yours? The reasons cited come in every shape, size, color, price, and criteria imaginable, but the students invariably describe the format, not the function. What they are, not how they work. So when I say that's great, but what kind of system do you use? The answer is always the same. What do you mean? I continue to say, well, if everyone has the same amount of time, and yet some earn more than others, can we say that it's how we use our time that determines the money we make? Everyone always agrees. So I go on. If this is true, that time is money, then the best way to describe a time-managing system might just be by the money it makes. So do you think you're using the $10,000-a-year system, the $20,000-a-year system, the $50,000, $100,000, or $500,000-a-year system? Are you using the $1 million-plus system? And then, silence. Until inevitably someone asks, how do we know? To which I reply, how much do you make? If money is a metaphor for producing results, then it's clear. A time-managing system's success can be judged by the productivity it produces. The strange thing about my life is that I've never worked for anyone who wasn't a millionaire or didn't become one. I didn't set out for this to happen. It just did. And the most important thing I learned from these experiences is that the most successful people are the most productive people.
Francine J. said, my goal is no longer to get more done, but rather to have less to do.
Productive people get more done, achieve better results, and earn far more in their hours than the rest. They do so because they devote maximum time to being productive on their top priority, their one thing. They time block their one thing and then protect their time blocks with a vengeance. They've connected the dots between working their time blocks consistently and the extraordinary results they seek.
Time blocking.
I often say that I come from a long line of lethargic people. This is usually good for a laugh, but it's also true. It seems at times that my genes just might have more in common with the tortoise than the hare. On the other hand, some of the people I work with are so blessed with energy they actually vibrate. Amazingly, they're able to work long hours over extended periods and never wear down. When I try to follow suit, in less than a week, my body simply falls apart. I've discovered that, no matter how hard I try, I can't use more time as my main means of doing more. It's just not physically possible for me. So given my constraints, I've had to find a way to be highly productive in the hours I can put in. What's the solution? It's time blocking. Most people think that there's never enough time to be successful, but there is when you block it. Time blocking is a very results-oriented way of viewing and using time. It's a way of making sure that what has to be done gets done. Alexander Graham Bell said, "Concentrate all your thoughts upon the work at hand. The sun's rays do not burn until brought to a focus. Time blocking harnesses your energy and centers it on your most important work, its productivity's greatest power tool. So, go to your calendar and block off all the time you need to accomplish your one thing. If it's a one-time one thing, block off the appropriate hours and days. If it's a regular thing, block off the appropriate time every day so it becomes a habit. Everything else, other projects, paperwork, email, calls, correspondence, meetings, and all the other stuff must wait. When you time block like this, you're creating the most productive day possible in a way that's repeatable every day for the rest of your life. Unfortunately, if you're like most individuals, your typical day might look something like Figure 27, which you can view online at theonething.com. Here you see what happens when you find yourself with less and less time to focus on what matters most. Your one thing gets a very small percentage of your day, while everything else takes a very large percentage. The most productive people's day is dramatically different and illustrated in Figure 28. Your one thing now gets 50% of the day, leaving everything else to fit into the other 50% of your day. If disproportionate results come from one activity, then you must give that one activity disproportionate time. Each and every day, ask this focusing question for your blocked time. Today, what's the one thing I can do for my one thing, such that by doing it, everything else will be easier or unnecessary? When you find the answer, you'll be doing the most leveraged activity for your most leveraged work. This is how results become extraordinary. Those who do this, in my experience, are the ones who not only become the most accomplished, but who also have the most career opportunities. Slowly but surely, they become known in their organization for their one thing and become irreplaceable. Ultimately, no one can imagine or tolerate the cost of losing them. Note that the opposite is equally true for those lost in the land of everything else. Once you've done your one thing for the day, you can devote the rest of it to everything else. Just use the focusing question to identify your next priority and give that task the time it deserves. Repeat this approach until your workday is done. Getting everything else done may help you sleep better at night, but it's unlikely to earn you a promotion. Online, in Figure 29, you'll find a sample time-blocking calendar which illustrates an effective way to block out time for your one thing. Time-blocking works on the premise that a calendar records appointments but doesn't care who those appointments are with. So when you know your one thing, make an appointment with yourself to tackle it. Every day, great salespeople generate leads, great programmers program, and great artists paint. Take any profession or any position and fill in the blank. Great success shows up when time is devoted every day to becoming great. To achieve extraordinary results and experience greatness, time block these three things in the following order. First, time block your time off. Second, time block your one thing. And third, time block your planning time.
Number 1. Time block your time off.
Extraordinarily successful people launch their year by taking time out to plan their time off. Why? Because they know they'll need it, and they know they'll be able to afford it. In truth, the most successful simply see themselves as working between vacations. On the other hand, the least successful don't reserve time off because they don't think they'll deserve it or be able to afford it. By planning your time off in advance, you are, in effect, managing your work time around your downtime instead of the other way around. You're also letting everyone else know well in advance when you'll be out, so they can plan accordingly. When you intend to be successful, you start by protecting time to recharge and reward yourself. Take time off. Block out long weekends and long vacations, then take them. You'll be more rested, more relaxed, and more productive afterward. Everything needs rest to